Hey everyone, welcome back. We're going to be diving into a pretty complicated topic today, possible impacts of proposed tariffs on businesses and consumers.
Yeah, lots to consider.
We've got excerpts from news articles with different perspectives. We've got retail giants like Walmart. We've got some logistics experts from C.H. Robinson, and then even some financial analysts.
Right. And, from the get-go, what we're seeing is this big question about how businesses are going to handle their inventory with all this uncertainty,
Yeah, are they going to stockpile ahead of time, or are they going to risk shortages and delays?
Right.
Like, I remember reading about Target's experience with that potential port strike back in October. They stocked up like crazy, expecting these major delays, and then the strike was pretty minor.
Right.
They ended up with all these extra costs because their warehouses were overflowing.
Yeah, and to understand why that's such a dilemma for businesses, you have to understand how these lean inventory systems work.
Okay.
They've really become the norm over the past 30 years, and for good reason. When things are running smoothly, they're incredibly efficient.
Okay.
Companies can order just what they need, just when they need it.
Go minimizes waste.
Exactly. Reduces storage costs, keeps everything moving.
That makes sense in a stable world,
Right.
but things haven't exactly been stable lately,
Yeah.
right? I mean,
Not at all.
we've seen how easily things can get disrupted.
Yeah, you're right.
It's kind of like a vulnerability of this lean system, isn't it?
It is. It's like a high-performance engine, incredibly efficient, but maybe not built for a sudden detour.
Okay.
When things are predictable, it's fantastic, but you throw in a pandemic, a sudden tariff, a major shipping route getting blocked, and suddenly that efficiency becomes a liability.
So if I'm a business owner right now, it's like I'm playing roulette,
Yeah.
trying to guess whether to bet on stability or brace for impact.
You've got it.
And then on top of that, you have this whole debate about who actually ends up paying for these tariffs.
Right.
I mean, President-elect Trump keeps saying it's a tax on foreign countries. But then you've got all these experts and retailers like Walmart warning that those costs are going to get passed down to us, to consumers.
And they're the ones, dealing with these massive supply chains every single day,
Right,
trying
exactly.
to keep prices down for their customers. So they've got a pretty good view of how this could all play out.
Yeah, their CFO even said tariffs are going to be inflationary. There's no disputing that.
Exactly. And it's important to understand that tariffs can impact prices in a bunch of different ways.
Okay.
There's the direct cost, of course, the import duty itself.
Right.
But then you've got suppliers who are also hit with those tariffs, and they've got to raise their prices to stay afloat.
Right.
And then you've got domestic producers who see an opportunity to raise their prices too, because suddenly foreign competition just got a lot more expensive.
So it's like this chain reaction,
Exactly.
prices potentially going up at every step along the way.
And that's what makes it so hard to predict the full impact. It's not just about the initial tariff itself, it's about all these ripple effects that follow.
So if companies are kind of stuck between this inventory dilemma and these potential price hikes, what are they actually doing to prepare?
Well, it seems like a lot of them are talking about diversifying their supply chains.
Yeah, moving away from China, finding other options,
Exactly.
like reshoring, bringing production back to the US.
Right. Then there's nearshoring,
Nearshoring.
moving production to a country that's closer to the U.S. geographically.
Makes sense. Less distance, less reliance on maybe some of those unreliable shipping routes.
Exactly. And then there's friendshoring.
Friendshoring.
It's about building partnerships with countries that share similar political and economic values as the U.S.
Oh, so it's a way to kind of build more stability and predictability into that supply chain.
Right. And, C.H. Robinson, those logistics experts we mentioned earlier, they're really emphasizing the importance of this diversification.
Okay.
They say it's absolutely essential, especially with all this uncertainty around trade policy.
Yeah, I bet they're seeing this firsthand.
They are working with all kinds of companies to navigate these really complex global networks.
And they're basically finding that a diversified supply chain is a more resilient supply chain.
Exactly.
But I can't imagine this is something you can do overnight.
Oh, you're right. It's not a quick fix at all.
Shifting your whole manufacturing and sourcing strategy.
Takes time planning and a whole lot of coordination.
So even if companies decide to make these changes, it's going to be a while before we see the full impact.
Absolutely. These are long-term strategies, and the benefits, while potentially significant, are going to take time to materialize.
This whole thing really highlights how interconnected the global economy is, doesn't it?
It does. One little change over here can trigger a whole cascade of consequences over there.
And one of the things that really stood out to me when I was reading through this material was this idea of the bullwhip effect.
Oh, yeah. It's a fascinating concept.
I don't really know a lot about it. Can you explain that to me?
Sure. Basically, it describes how even small changes in demand from consumers can ripple through the supply chain.
Okay.
And cause these huge swings in inventory and production further down the line.
Okay, so like a small change creates a big problem down the line.
Exactly. Imagine you're a retailer and you see a slight uptick in demand for, say, bicycles.
Right.
You order a few more bikes from your supplier just to replenish your stock.
Right.
Your supplier is seeing this increase in orders. They assume that demand is rising, and they order even more bikes from the manufacturer.
Okay.
The manufacturer is seeing this surge in orders, ramps up production, and orders more parts from their suppliers, and so on.
Oh, so each step along the way, that original change gets amplified.
Exactly. It leads to this huge overreaction.
So it's kind of like a game of telephone, but with inventory instead of whispers.
You got it.
And instead of getting funnier,
yeah.
It gets more expensive.
Exactly. What starts as a small fluctuation in demand can end up causing massive overproduction and excess inventory.
So how do businesses try to manage this?
Well, in recent years, better communication and transparency have really helped to mitigate the effect.
Okay.
Companies are sharing more data with each other,
okay.
Which allows them to kind of anticipate changes in demand more accurately and then adjust their production accordingly.
So it's about staying connected and sharing information.
To a large extent, yes. But even with the best communication in the world, extraordinary events, you know, like a global pandemic or a sudden trade war,
right.
Those can still throw even the most well-managed supply chains into chaos.
Yeah, it feels like we've been through a crash course in supply chain vulnerability the last couple of years.
We have.
What can we learn from all of this?
Well, one company that's learned some valuable lessons is Fastenal.
Okay.
They're a major industrial supplier, and their CFO, Holden Lewis, had some interesting things to say about the importance of diversification.
Okay, I'm all ears. What did Mr. Lewis have to share?
Well, he basically said that having all your eggs in one basket when it comes to your supply chain is a recipe for disaster.
Yeah.
You know, it's something a lot of companies realized the hard way during the pandemic and the 2018 tariffs.
Right. Spread out your sources and you're less vulnerable to disruptions in any one place.
Exactly. And it's not just about diversifying geographically.
Oh, okay.
It's also about having multiple suppliers for those really critical components.
So if one supplier gets hit with a strike or a natural disaster,
yeah.
You've got some backup options.
Right.
That's smart.
It is. And you think about those labor strikes we've seen recently or even disruptions to major shipping routes like the Panama and Suez canals.
Yeah, those were crazy.
I know. And these events, they really underscore the need for flexibility and adaptability in supply chains.
So it's like having a plan B and a plan C just in case things go sideways.
Exactly. And the good news is businesses might be better prepared for future disruptions thanks to these lessons learned from recent crises.
So maybe a silver lining to all the chaos.
Perhaps, you know, it's like that saying, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Right.
We've been through a lot, but we've learned a lot, too.
Fingers crossed those lessons translate into smoother sailing ahead for the global supply chain.
We can hope, but even in a more resilient system, you know, there's always going to be challenges to navigate.
That's the nature of global trade.
It is.
So this brings us to kind of the big question on everyone's mind. What does all of this mean for the future?
Right.
Will these disruptions lead to a more resilient and diversified system? Or will they ultimately just result in higher prices and less choice for consumers?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? It's hard to say for sure what the long-term implications are going to be.
Yeah.
But one thing is certain, the global supply chain is undergoing a major transformation.
And as consumers, we're all going to feel those effects one way or another.
Absolutely. Whether it's through changes in, you know, product availability or price fluctuations or even just the types of goods we have access to, those ripple effects of these supply chain shifts are going to be felt far and wide.
It's more important than ever to stay informed and engaged with these issues.
I couldn't agree more.
We need to understand how these changes are impacting our lives and our wallets.
Knowledge is power.
Right.
And in today's world, that knowledge can help us make more informed decisions as consumers and citizens.
Well said.
Huh?
So on that note, I think it's time to wrap up this deep dive.
Okay.
We've covered a lot of ground today, but as always, we want to leave you with something to ponder.
A little food for thought to take with you.
Exactly. So here's a final question for you, dear listeners, given all that we've discussed today. What role do you think governments and international organizations should play in shaping the future of global trade?
Mm-hmm.
Should they prioritize free trade above all else, or should they intervene more actively to address issues like labor standards, environmental protection, and national security?
It's a complex question, with no easy answers.
Right.
But it's one that we all need to be thinking about as we move forward in this interconnected world.
Well, folks, we've reached the end of our deep dive for today. We hope you found this exploration of tariffs and supply chains insightful and engaging.
We did.
As always, stay curious, stay informed, and keep those questions coming.
Yeah, it really does feel like we're all part of this massive global puzzle, and we're all just trying to figure out where the pieces fit.
And the stakes are high.
Yeah.
The choices we make today about trade tariffs, these complex supply chains,
yeah,
they're going to shape the world we live in for years to come.
We've talked a lot about the potential downsides, disruptions, the price increases, but do you think there's a chance that all of this could actually lead to something positive?
I think so. I mean, these challenges can also be opportunities.
Okay.
Businesses are being forced to innovate, you know, to find new ways to be more resilient, more responsive to their customers' needs.
And maybe it's an opportunity for all of us as consumers to be more aware of where the things we buy come from.
Right.
The journey they take to reach us.
Exactly. It's a chance to really consider the true cost of the goods that we consume and how our choices impact the world around us.
So as you go about your day today, maybe take a moment to think about that intricate web of global trade that connects us all.
The clothes you're wearing, the food you eat, even the phone in your pocket, it all came from somewhere, and it all went through this complex system to get to you.
And remember, even amidst all the uncertainty, all the complexity, there's always hope.
Mm-hmm.
There's always the possibility of building a more sustainable, more equitable, and ultimately a more prosperous future for everyone.
That's a great note to end on. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of tariffs and supply chains.
Oh.
We hope you found it insightful and engaging. Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and keep those questions coming.